Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we kind of tried to struggle back here throughout most of the day after the talk about increasing tariffs on Mexico. And then at the end of the day, we kind of just let everything kind of fell back again.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't just in the grain market, it was in the meat market. So I think definitely what we had is going into a weekend, it was a risk-off type of trade. With the uncertainty with the new tariff talk, 5% against Mexico, and upping it 5% a month until we hit 25%, I think that was a real caution signal. Remember, Mexico basically buys all of their grain and meat from the United States, our border. So it's a pretty big deal, and so that's a little bit of risk off. And then the other thing is what's going to happen to the weather over a three-day weekend. But we did, or over the weekend, we did have a change in the overall psychology. We've been adding risk premium to the market on Friday. Today we took risk premium off the market.
Right. Plus end of the month here, too.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing, end of the month. But when you look at it, the funds have kind of whipped themselves around. We think coming into the day, they were long about 38,000 corn, still sitting with a massive 90,000 soybean short and short 16,000 wheat. But certainly been very busy trimming back those short positions. But they really were caught big time long in the or short in the corn and big time long in the meat market.
Yeah, talk about that meat market. We had been acting fairly respectable throughout most of the day, but boy, really, that fat feeder cattle really took it here at the end.
Yeah, you know, and the feeder cattle have a couple things going on, and I think the first thing is usually high-priced grains mean the feeder cattle are under pressure, but also the fat cattle try to add some premium so that the crush works better. But, you know, I think, again, I think the focus was back to more than anything on the meat market with the Mexico tariff talk, I think really pushed the market down here, and still trying to find a place where we have demand increase enough to offset these big supplies that we have going forward. 4% more pork than a year ago going forward with expansion continuing. 1.5% more beef coming at us this year with expansion still in place. So I think it's just the old bigger supplies versus the demand right now.
All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
Well, I think it's going to be a weekend where we have to watch the risk-off type of trade here. The dollar continues to try to hold together in the world, but it's all to keep your eye on the sky for the weekend for the grains.
Don Rowe at U.S. Commodities.